You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner looks at Tchaikovsky's famous 1812 overture, the events that spurred its composition, and explains why its history matters.
Is there anyone listening to public radio who has not heard or seen the dramatic finale of the Boston Pops on the 4th of July concerts, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, with its mournful, soul-stirring strings, thunderous battle passages culminating with cannons roaring and church bells tolling? Hearing this on the 4th of July, some Americans may think it's being played to honor our victory over the British in that year, and they would be wrong. The War of 1812 in America was the first time that the world, and maybe even the English, had an inkling that the United States of America might actually be able to take care of itself and compete in the world. We Americans often think that the world revolves around us, thanks to our many years of dominance as a superpower. But in 1812, the U.S. was an upstart country. The center of the world power and culture in many respects, of course, was in Europe. Musicologists tell us that the 1812 overture was written by Tchaikovsky, the talented Russian composer, in 1880. So it seems even more puzzling for it to be called the 1812 overture. Tchaikovsky's work was actually a lucrative commission piece written to celebrate the 70th anniversary of Russia's victory over Napoleon in 1812. So it does have a history connection, and a war connection, if not an American one. Russia's victory over Napoleon was a dramatic turn of events. Napoleon was Europe's powerhouse of a leader. Everywhere he went and warred, nations fell. It seemed that whatever Napoleon wanted, Napoleon got. So when he set his eye on Russia, with the largest army ever assembled in Europe up to that time, the world thought that he could conquer the Russians and capture Moscow. But that was not to be. The Russians made a major stand at the Battle of Borodino and slowed the Grand Army down, but by this time, fall was turning into winter, and the greatest ally of the Russians was at hand. Napoleon's army began to freeze to death. Getting into Moscow was the high point of Napoleon's empire, but the great retreat back to Paris took its toll, with only a few thousand of the original force surviving. It was a horribly devastating defeat, the beginning of the end of Napoleon's reign. This victory over the world's most respected and feared military leader gave the Russian people a great sense of pride and patriotic spirit. Thus, 70 years later, it was not surprising that the Tsar requested a monumental piece to commemorate the great Battle of Borodino and the defeat of their hated enemy. The piece was to be part of the 1882 Moscow exhibition and was to be played at the consecration of a cathedral which was built to give thanks for that victory. Tchaikovsky really did not like this, his best-known work, written in the fall of 1880 in just over 5 weeks. He wrote that he considered it a very loud and noisy piece, not surprising with the chimes and the cannon shots. And because it commemorated the victory over France, you should not be surprised to hear the strains of the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. Although it was not among Tchaikovsky's favorite works, it became an immediate success. Everyone wanted to hear the magnificent 1812 overture, and he conducted a performance of the work in the year he died, in 1893. The 1812 overture harkened strong emotions in Russia, and on the 4th of July in the United States. The next time you hear a stirring rendition of this work, enjoy the music, but don't be lured into believing that it has anything to do with America's independence. I think it's interesting to note that, even when it comes to music, history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.